The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus is speaking. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him. And the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of a stranger. Jesus uses this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes out to steal and kill and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'd like to invite all the kids really quickly to come up to the screens. You're about to see some, what I think are pretty cool pictures from the past, maybe some faces. There is Matthew, and I, Matthew as a little one there. And we'll get a couple more rolling across as they pop up. There's one of me and Shadow, newly born. In that picture there, and then you're going to get another one that's going to be coming pretty soon, and there's me and Sky getting a ride on the shoulders there, wandering around. In our gospel lesson today, the shepherd is with the sheep. From what many say, the beginning. And that the sheep learn the voice of the shepherd and hear safety. And that Jesus wants us to have this safety in our lives. That this safety is really important. And it's a job that God gives to us parents. That parents are called to the best of their abilities to be that safety for their kids. And that Jesus is the one that leads the way for us to teach us what this safety is. And so even from the beginning, as you saw with these pictures of me and my children when they were all little, I hope that you have that same in your life, that you have someone that you find safety in. And that you can also trust that in Christ, you hear that voice of safety and love into your life. Amen. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Do you have those events that happen in your life that sort of get locked into your head and you never forget them? Well, this is one of those times. I remember the first time Matthew took mass public transportation. The year was 2007. and we were going to a Twins baseball game. We were leaving seminary and walking out to the bus. Now, it was really cool because the seminary that I went to was right on the same bus line that went right from the seminary and went right in front of the baseball stadium where the drop-off was, the old Metrodome. And so I remember getting ready for the game and putting on our stuff and wandering out. And Matthew just being excited as we walked by ourselves to the bus stop. And as we get to the bus stop, there were some people there, and he got a little closer to me. And I said, "Don't worry, buddy, just hang in there." And the bus pulled up, and we walked in the bus, and the bus was packed. Like I said, this was a main line from St. Paul into Minneapolis where the stadium was. And this bus was packed. And Matthew was even closer to me. And I just continued to say to him, "Don't worry, buddy. It's going to be all right." But glued to my side, everywhere I moved, everywhere my voice went, he was right there next to me. And so we took this bus ride, and we got to the stadium, and we stepped off. Thousands and thousands of people are in this area walking into this stadium, and it is packed, and he is freaking out. All these people moving around, and I knew that we just needed to get inside, that everything would calm down. And so Matthew, locked to my side, walking through the crowd that's still doing pregame stuff. We get to the ticket booth, and I go, "Put in your ticket," and give our ticket, and they check us, and we walk inside. And his eyes are all over the place, seeing what's going on, but locked in close, listening to my voice until we got to our seats. And when we got to our seats, this was the chance when we got to take our iconic Homer and Bart picture. As you can see, my son is wearing a Mets hat. I'm wearing Mets stuff. I actually believe that they were playing the Brewers, but it was the last game of the series at home, and they were leaving that night to go to New York to play the Mets. And so, you know, the Mets fan had to point out to them that they were heading to Shea Stadium. And so Jesus is teaching and saying these words. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow the stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the stranger's voice. We live in this really polarizing time, a time when there are competing voices, voices that sound like Christ, active in our lives, and voices that sound like the stranger, voices that we should push up against, we should reject and fight against. Some of these words that Christ seems to be active in is the word caution. That in this time of our life, we should be showing caution in the way that we interact with others, the way that we care for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet the stranger continues to yell about my rights. This is about me. This is what I want to do. That Christ seems to be speaking a word of safety into our lives. a word of safety and care in the way that we are doing these interactions, the way that we begin to reintegrate into our society, the way that we continue to show safety for the most vulnerable in our society. And the stranger seems to be continuing to push self-interests. Interests that talk about bottom lines. Interests that put people into being essential that otherwise are marginalized so that other people can have gains. That Jesus seems to be speaking to us about personal protection equipment, or PPE, as you hear oftentimes. That when we're out and about, we should maybe be wearing face masks. That when we're interacting with things, maybe we should be wearing gloves to better care for ourselves, but to care for the other as well. I'm sure many of you, with our extra heightened time on the internet, has seen many of the graphs that shows what happens when two people are not wearing a mask, when one person is wearing a mask and one person isn't, and when two people are wearing a mask. And then it even goes that extra step when you're sitting inside your home, if that's the place you need to be safe. But the stranger's response to that is, you don't need to wear a mask. The stranger's response to that is, you don't need to wear gloves. You don't need to be concerned about the other or your interactions because it's about me and what I'm doing. Christ, in this time, seems to be speaking in a word of distance. And that feels weird because for us as Christians, in our community, we want to be close together again. It's where we find our heart. I was just talking with Pastor Randy before the service about one of the things that I miss most is like our pregame. This ability to be able to interact with people before the worship service starts. To have those little conversations, to say hello, to shake a hand, to give even a peace sign to someone nearby. But Christ seems to be saying at this time, distance is the best way. And that's the voice we need to listen to. Not the voice of the stranger, who in many communities has said, we are going to continue as normal. At the risk of leaders of their communities, as well as those who are the most vulnerable. And if you've been paying attention to the news, those interactions haven't turned out well. Christ is speaking to us in Christ's voice through our medical people, through our people who are trained in pandemics, that Christ is speaking to us and telling us to care about the other, that more than ever, we are called to live out our faith in this time by loving and caring and being away from and wearing masks and putting on gloves for the other. But that's how we're called to live out our faith in this time, to love and care for the other and not like the stranger who continues to talk about and push for self and self-interest and self-gain at the detriment of others. That the stranger's words are trying to lead us to death and destruction and brokenness, but that Christ's words, like the psalmist says, leading us by still waters to green pastures, to healthy, anointed heads. That Christ's words are trying to lead us to health, to wellness, and to healing. And so, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we continue to discern how we move forward in this time, as we listen to the words of our civil leaders, continue to hear Christ's word above it all. Hear Christ's word above it all, where we continue to care about the other. That we continue to care about our brothers and sisters who might be in the most vulnerable categories. And that Christ and Christ's people and Christ's church would not want to do harm to any of them, but to show them love, to show them healing, to show them health. And so hear the voice of Christ and follow your good shepherd. Hear the voice of Christ and run, as it says, run from the voice of the stranger, because it has nothing good for us. But only in Christ do we find our wholeness. Only in Christ do we trust that that voice means nothing but the best for us. And for all of those in our community, to the glory of God. Amen.